radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.
Go to church, go to work.
And I'm sorry to say that to y'all. My name's Lil Joe. I'll be hanging with you, however. Chad Brock also in the next half hour on the Lisa Dent Show.
I miss my son, I miss my wife, in my ordinary life, gone crazy.
Alan Jackson. Dang it.
Hi, this is Joe Diffie on the first young country station in Houston, KIKK-FM Houston. Good morning. It's 5:31. This is John Wesley Downey with information on Young Country Kick 95.7.
Tubby's joining me. So there, Lisa Dent, you're sick, and I want you better soon. I'm Lil Joe. This is the Lisa Dent Show, Young Country Kick 95.7. Good morning, Tub.
How are you feeling today, Joe?
A lot better, thanks to you taking me out to the driving range, showing me what it's all about. Now, Tub, I don't really appreciate the fact that you wind up for your shot, and it doesn't even look like a wind-up, and you launch it 300 yards.
Yeah.
Well, see, I got
that's
the
way you play.
I got the whole wind-up thing down. I swing hard. It goes shanking off to the right about 50 yards. Plus, my neck hurts.
Yeah, but you look good doing it. You got the outfit.
Thank you. It's 5:45 right now. You got yourself 15 to get done what you need done by 6. It's looking pretty good. Now, dig this one, Tub. Cause I wanna be where the lights are shining on me. Do plat, like a rhinestone. That's the one I like.
Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone
Cowboy. Yeah, Glenn
Cowboy.
Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. So cheesy as songs. You usually should be ashamed to admit, Tubby.
Well, I have to go way back to when I was a little tubster.
Yeah, a little tubster.
But it was Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah, you know Candyman, Sammy Davis Jr.
Are you talking about You Can Take a Rainbow?
Oh, Joe, sing it for me, buddy.
Wait, You Can Even Eat the Dishes?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I liked it.
If you got the cheesiest song in the world, you're too ashamed to admit that you love it. Give us a shot. Tell us all that. 713-961-5957. It's 5:56. 4 minutes till 6 o'clock.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on Young Country Kick 95.7.
Talk about your childhood wishes.
You can even eat the dishes.
I mean that, babe.
Everybody sing it.
Bank One offers the Bank One loan by phone. Get it. Truman Show. Life is easy when you pay per view it. Order today on TCI or Warner Cable.
Good morning. It's the Lisa Dent Show. I'm Lil Joe. Joining me in the studio is Tubby because Lisa's gone. She didn't even call me. She didn't even let me know. I just had to show up here and was just distraught and depressed. Didn't know what to do. I'm okay, though. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, great.
Good. Oh, wait. Now, the cheesiest song in the world, you should be embarrassed to admit it, but you can't help but to love it. What is that?
It's that song. I think Don Williams sang it, I Love Little Puppies and I Love Little Yellow Ducks. And
How does it go? Sing a little bit.
Oh, no.
Because I don't know. I like... is it the one?
I love little baby ducks.
So you're not talking about the I like bread and butter.
No.
This one's like I like sunny days and there's something about the weather in and
he gets what they need.
Probably not this one you're talking about, Joe.
No.
Ty Herney coming up along with the Dixie Chicks.
Sometimes I wake up crying
and whining. I think I have a 4-pack of Houston Aeros tickets to give away today and lawn stuff on the Lisa Dent Show. Stick with us. Young Country Kick 95.7. This is the Lisa Dent Show. I'm Lil Joe. Tubby is hanging out with me instead of answering the phones today because I'm bored. I'm without Lisa Dent. I have no one to yell at. And Tubby, I'm actually not going to start yelling with you either.
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Not till I tell everybody how bad you golf.
Oh, come on, man. You know, I try. At least you said I have the swing down.
Yeah, you do. And you got the look down.
Okay, yeah, because I bought the new clothes. I'm thinking about returning them now.
No. Stick with it,
Chief. Yeah, Tubby takes me out to the driving range, and my Lord, it just makes me question why so many people are crazy about this game, but I guess it's the fact that it's a challenge, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Did you notice, though, several women at the driving range, which is a good thing, you know, because if women and wives and
no, it isn't
involved.
A good thing, Tub, because when they're out driving me, it just ain't looking so right. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. Little lady walking up there, just smacking that sucker 200 yards at 6:11. Quack, quack. Got yourself 19 minutes till 6:30.
On Young Country Kick, 95.7.
Aye, me matey. Don't be passing me that Blarney Stone. How was that, Tub?
You're getting better.
That was bad.
It's like a cross between a witch and a leprechaun.
Okay. Aye, me matey. Pass me that black and tan. No?
No.
All right, give me a shot.
I don't know if leprechauns use matey or not. It's usually lad or lassie.
A lad, okay.
Yes. All the little lads and lasses are out there on spring break, me little Joe.
Me little Joe, that's not it, man. That was just as pathetic as mine. Here's what the deal is. We're giving away a 4-pack of Arrows tickets to the kid who can best imitate a leprechaun.
The Lucky Charms guy.
Me lad. So you want to give us a call, 713-390-5957. We're looking for children under 12. Hopefully they're all on spring break right now. Driving you nuts, so have them bug me for a little while. 713-390-5957. Imitating the leprechauns for
That's
Arrows
right, Mom.
Tickets.
Go wake up the kids now.
Wake them up, me laddie. Little Joe on the Lisa Dent Show here. She's out of the office today. Not feeling so hot. Chest cold, of course. I did offer to warm it for her. No!
Oh, sorry. Joe!
I apologize,
don't go
Toby.
There. Come on.
Here I was looking for words of inspiration
you
from
know, she
you.
She could be up listening right now, and that would have sent her over the edge.
No, you know what? You know what? You know what? If she was here and I would have said that, maybe she would have acted like it sent her over the edge. Maybe she would have thought, oh, little Joe! But you know what? At home.
Do that impression again.
Yeah, she's at home and she hears things like that. It just warms the cockles of her heart.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Anyway, we got 6:22 going on right now. That would give us 18 minutes. Am I right, Tug?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. To get to where you need to be by... No, wait a second. All right, eight minutes to get to where you need to be by 6:30. Thank you.
All right, on the Katie...
Oh, well, what do you think about that, Tubby?
Mm-hmm. The sound?
Mm-hmm.
Of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, young country, how can I help you out today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, the guy that called in about the Blue Jeans song.
Yeah.
Was he trying to win tickets or something, or was he just being a dope?
No, he was kind of being a dope, but only on my calling. I was asking people to be dopes because I was talking about songs that you usually think are too cheesy to admit to people that you love them.
Oh.
And I'm sure you have one too, ma'am.
Oh, probably my daughter's songs that she sings around the house all the time.
Oh, you start to like them, huh?
Well, you know, you find yourself sitting at work singing them because they're catchy, but they're the stupidest songs.
Are you talking about the little girl songs that they learn in school and stuff and clap their hands to?
Well, no, like the songs like, you ever heard the song Pink Pajamas?
No.
I wear my pink pajamas, oh, God, how does she sing it? I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my flannel nightie in the winter when it's not. But sometimes in the spring and sometimes in the fall, I jump between the covers with nothing on at all.
All right.
And it continues.
Yeah, you sing it at work. Everybody's hearing you.
Yeah, right.
Now everybody's hearing you.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that to me.
And if you'd also like to be a dope, you can call us at 713-961-5957. Write this down.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note.
George Strait in the next half hour, right here on the Lisa Dent Show. Joining George, Martina McBride. Tubby's hanging out in the studio with me. I'm Lil Joe. Lisa Dent, she's got a big old chest cold.
Glad you clarified that was cold.
Hi, this is Brady Seals on the first young country station in Houston. KIKK Pasadena.
It's the Lisa Dent Show. I'm Lil Joe. Good morning. Hope you're having a good morning. Are your kids out of school? They're driving you nuts. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize. How about you, Tub?
Mine's out of school, but he's on a field trip, so I don't have to deal with him for this week. But I miss him. I do.
I don't have to deal with that little. Oh, but I miss him. It's 6:42 right now. 6:43, all right?
Whack, whack.
17 minutes to get to where you need to be by 7. By 7.
Well, we'll go ahead and do the weather. Partly sunny with a high today in the mid-70s with southeast winds to 15. Low tonight in the low 60s. High tomorrow in the mid-70s with no rain. Right now it's 57 degrees on Galveston Island, 42 degrees at Bush Intercontinental, and at Hobby it's 45 degrees. And now we'll check traffic with Lance St. John.
Oh, here we go. On the 610 North Loop westbound at Irvington, an injury accident's been reported. Got another one on the North Loop eastbound, Peter Pass North Main. An accident's clearing from a left lane. Use caution if you get by that. On the Gulf Freeway outbound feeder at Monroe, an accident's been reported. On the Katy Freeway inbound from Antoine to Post Oak, construction has cleared. Oh, I finally figured out this was...
Young Country Kick, 9 to 5 points. Young Country Kick.
Young Country
Kick. Maybe we should slow down the kick part. Young Country Kick. We'll work on it. We'll get some marketing analyzers in here. Isn't that what they call them now? Analyzers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Analyzers.
It's the Lisa Dent Show, obviously. I'm Little Joe in here horsing around because the cat is away. So the mice are playing. I have Tubby in the studio helping me out, too. If you ever feel like bugging us, feel free to do so, please, at 713-9615-957. Hi, Young Country. How can I help you out today?
It's been a while since I've been able to listen to y'all because I've changed jobs. So usually I'm asleep until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just on my way home, and honey, it is so nice hearing y'all once again.
Right on. Thank you so much for still listening when you can.
Well, where is Lisa at today?
Well, she just has a little bit of a chest cold.
That's all it is?
Yeah, she'll be back. She's just, you know, worn out, sick of hacking all the time, but she's getting better. She'll be fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you,
Don't
Barry.
Tell him that.
Come on, more.
Hey.
More. You just encourage the young man when you tell him that.
Oh, come on, Tub. There's nothing wrong with a little encouragement.
Yes.
It's 6:53.
You need a lot.
7 minutes till 7. Got a couple of problems.
Kick, 95.7.
We appreciate that, Joe. Now, Tub, I don't know, and I'm pretty sure that Lisa would be a little upset about this, but I'm going to take a live phone call. What do you say?
Why not?
All right.
Let's live it on the edge.
All right. Live phone call. Live phone call number one, Young Country. How can I help you?
Little Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question. What hospital is Lisa in?
No, she's not in a hospital.
Well, she wasn't until Joe started doing the show this morning.
Well, the only thing I'm saying, when I saw her at the rodeo, a chest cold for Lisa Dent could almost be fatal.
Oh, no. I should have known better.
Later.
Young Country Kick 95.7. I'm Lil Joe. This is the Lisa Dent Show. Tubby's joining me in the studio as Lisa is at home getting better,
Recovering, suffering a
chest cold. Now, live call number two. Uh-oh. Live call number one wasn't too bad.
No.
Hopefully they have their radio turned down. If you're on hold right now, I'm about to pick up a line. All right, there you go. Hey, Young Country.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How can I help you, man?
Well, actually, I just need you to settle a bet for me.
Oh, I hope I can have the knowledge for the question. Let's go.
Okay, well, I hope so, too. is today or tomorrow St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. Oh,
that's easy. Tomorrow.
Now, see, I was right. Yes.
What? You got to be kidding me. Somebody thought it was... It's the 17th. That's St. Patrick's Day, me lad.
Hey, you're getting that down pretty good, Joe.
Thank you very much. Now, who...
I'm very impressed, Joe.
Why were you having a bet? What's this bet about?
No,
I mean, obviously...
Oh, no, we're not going to say what we're betting on.
Okay.
So who wore green today?
Not me.
You have a good day. Thanks for calling. Brooks and Dunn, obviously, they're on the way. If I had to run. You know what, Tub? We've been playing a lot of mellow tunes this morning. And, you know, this is a morning show. We're supposed to be waking up.
So, grow some and change the music on us, Joe.
Hi, we're... It's the Lisa Dent Show, Young Country Radio. Kick. 95.7.
Kicking it on 95.7. Joe, what ethnic background is your family from?
Czechoslovakia. I'm a Czech. No, not a Slovak.
So they don't have a Czech day. They do have a St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
That's true.
So what do you do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day being of Czech heritage?
Czech heritage? Well, I had the old, what's the sandwich called?
Corned beef.
Well, Reuben with sauerkraut. And you heat it all up. You have it on toasted rye bread, Swiss cheese. Had that yesterday. Thousand Island dressing. Love that. Oh, more importantly, black and tans. Love those.
Well, that's kind of more of an English deal than Irish, but we'll go for it.
Oh. But that's what's on sale.
Yeah.
They put out in big stockpiles when it's St. Patty's Day at the grocery store.
I'm half Irish.
Okay, well, how do you celebrate it? Dress in green and pinch a lot of butt.
Yeah, there you go.
Claude Nobler, are you there?
Hey!
What's going on, man?
Hollywood, I'm Claude Nobler.
And Claude Nobler's brought to you by Blockbuster Video.
Hey, you got it, folks.
Thank you very much. It's 7:15. You got yourself 15 minutes to get to where you need to be by 7:30.
Back out to the north side of town, 610 Northlake westbound for the north.
42 degrees, Bush Intercontinental Airport, 43 degrees at Hobby. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on Young Country Kick 95.7.
Tubby, you got a phone call.
Tubby?
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm so proud of you for being on Metabolite, but I wanted to call and tell you don't lose too much weight because I love big men.
Well, I'll always be big.
Well, good.
I mean, I'll have to be like 3 years dead in the grave before I'll ever be skinny, but I just need not to be as big.
Yeah, but I like big men.
You know what?
So you're like a tubby chaser?
Uh-huh.
All right.
No, they're called they're chubby chasers.
In my case, Joe, it's tubby. Come on.
Women love you.
Joe has Mickey. I don't want Joe.
Oh, fine.
Well, you know, Joe doesn't have any fat on his body. He's lean
and
mean.
That's why I don't want him. I don't like skinny.
I got a fat head.
Now, Joe, they don't make enough Metabolife to shrink your head. But Metabolife is shrinking the Tubster's body. I don't know if I'll ever be, like, as skinny as little Joe, nor would I want to be. But
That's all right, man.
But on Metabolife, you know, I take, like, 2 tablets in the morning, and then if I need some help in the middle of the day, I take 1 in the middle of the afternoon, and it helps curb my appetite. And it's letting me lose the weight that I really need to get off. Because like yesterday, I was out hitting the golf balls with little Joe.
And actually, doing a fine job.
Actually being able to get around on the ball a lot better now that I don't have as much of my gut to work with. So it's helping me lose weight, and it can help you. And it's not like a diet or a program where you got to pre-measure the food or carry it around with you or go to meetings and, you know, listen to other people tell you how to lose weight. Because you know how to lose weight. Eat less. And how do you eat less? You take Metabolife, and you still get to eat the food you really love. Love and enjoy, so you don't have the cravings and say, oh my God, I can't have pizza. Well, you can have pizza. You can have hamburgers. You can have cheeseburgers. All because of Metabolife. Hey, this stuff is clinically proven safe, effective. They know it works so well, they're going to give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to start losing some weight today, I suggest you head by one of the major malls, look for the Metabolife cart, get some, and get started today.
Trucks, and more.
It's the Lisa Dent Show. Don't be mistaken. She's just gone for the day, trying to make herself feel better, suffering from a big chest cold. And,
thank you for clarifying.
Young Country Kick 95.7. Want to clarify that also. Hey, Young Country.
Hey, is this Little Joe?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Little Joe, you said you're a check?
Yeah.
Tubby said there's no check day?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Tubby.
What's check day?
You offended my people.
In Crosby. They've got a check fest every year.
That's right. And they make kolaches like nobody's business, baby. Hey, and I might have to add, the Czechs do know how to make a fine brew.
Yes, they do.
Right on. So we'll see you out there then. Check fest, right?
That's it.
Oh, wait. How long away is it now?
October.
Yeah, it's October.
Okay, all right.
See, they stole it from the Germans.
Oh, they didn't steal nothing.
They didn't steal nothing from no German. Jeez, Dub. 7:25. Twice you've offended my people. 7:26. 4 minutes to get to your job by 7:30.
Highway 290 inbound feeder at Hollister and injury accidents working there on the West M. Houston Tollway North.
Holiday every year.
You're kidding me.
No, today is St. Ernest's Day.
No, I actually think, sir, that you might be mistaken. Wasn't it crickets? Didn't they kick crickets out of the...
It doesn't matter, Joe.
Okay.
He's making it all up.
1.899 rodeo for only $16,888.
It's the Lisa Dent Show. She's out of the office today. She isn't feeling so hot.
Out
She'll
of the
be
studio,
back.
Out of the office?
Yeah. That's what I call it. This is my little office. Okay. I'm Little Joe. This is Tubby. He's joining me in the studio. Thanks, Tub, for putting up with me this
morning. Thanks for having me in here,
Hey,
Joe.
No problem. Young Country Kick 95.7. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to find out information on the 24-hour American Cancer Society thing that y'all are doing.
The Relay for Life.
Yes.
Tub, do you have info?
Yes. It's April 9th, 8th and 9th, I believe. It's Friday and Saturday. and
I think you have to get $100 worth of pledges to be on our team. Young Country's trying to put a team together.
Yeah, where you get to camp out with Little Joe and Lisa.
Yeah, we have a pajama party Friday night, which I'm hosting.
Pajamas or lingerie is optional.
Yes, that's true. And let me see what else. And then the very early Saturday morning, I'm hosting the skinny dip pool. Oh, maybe that part of the plan.
Have you ever skinny dipped?
In my own pool.
Okay.
Do you have a pool?
My parents do, yeah.
Can we come by?
Yeah, you can be out of town this weekend.
Right on.
Right on. Party. Yeah. Pool party. Yes.
I love our listeners. Relay for Life all of a sudden turns into a pool party.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all about taking laps. We need to take laps for, I believe, 24 hours, one team member at a time.
Somebody always has to be in motion.
I think it'll be a one-hour shift, too, something like that. It's 7:45, and that gives you 15 minutes to get to where you need to be by 8. West,
I got it.
Hey, that was all right, Tub. Good job there. Appreciate that. I'm proud of you.
Well, I'm here for you, Joe.
Thank you. Anyway, what's this now?
Hey, what day is it today?
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why?
Why? Because it's March 316, just like Austin 316.
Oh, so you a big Stone Cold fan?
I'm a very big WWF fan. Stone Cold's one of my favorites.
Okay, so have you noticed the ring that Stone Cold wears?
The skull ring?
Yeah. Joe, what am I wearing?
Oh, he's got the Stone Cold ring because Tubby knew it was Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
No, Stone Cold is wearing my ring.
Okay. How do you celebrate Stone Cold Day, though?
Drink some brisket.
Drink a beer and go kick some butt. That's how you celebrate it. Because Stone Cold said so.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe. Man, I tell you. Oh, now it's 7:54. You got 6 minutes to get to your job by 8.
Let's start this time downtown.
Don't be mistaken. It is the Lisa Dent Show. I'm Lil Joe. Tubby's hanging out with me, and she's just taking a day to get herself better. She's got the junk that everybody's been spreading around, and it's in her chest, and she wants it out now. So, you know, I called her up, and I took an executive stance and said, Lisa, stay home, please. Sir, how can I help you?
Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
You know what is aggravating as hell?
Well, yeah.
When you're sitting in traffic and the girl in front of you is putting her war paint on.
Yeah, I tell you. And you're in a hurry. You got to get to your job, but she's taking all her time. Maybe the light is green. She doesn't notice, right?
Yeah. And the second thing that tops that, she's a blonde.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what the good thing is?
What's that?
Are you sitting in a pickup truck?
Yes, I am. Hey!
You're up nice and high? She got them legs showing, short skirt working?
Yes, she does.
Oh, come on now. Can't be all that bad out there then.
Now I'm in McDonald's and I see another girl putting on more makeup.
They're doing the drive thru. Can't be complaining about that too much now. No. Gone Crazy from Alan Jackson along with Billy Ray coming up in the next half hour. You got responsibilities. And I'm not lying when I say I'm going to give away a family four-pack of Arrows tickets. And some lawn stuff from Ortho. It's the Lisa Dent Show. Stick with us.
Hi, this is Faith Hill on the First Young Country.
Yeah, it's the Lisa Dent Show. My name's Lil Joe. This is Young Country Kick. 95. I don't know, Tub, do you like the deeper kick?
Yeah.
Or do you like the kick? A Young Country Kick.
Kick.
This is marketing stuff, folks, and it's no joke. This is what people in their suits and ties think about hour after hour in their lunch meetings. How do we say Young Country Kick? And here with us right now to tell us exactly how it's said. Dun, 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 dun.
The boss.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, John? My name's Lil Joe. I'm part of the Lisa Dent Show. All right. Wait a second. We have, I believe, a complaint here. We're going to take this one live while the boss is in the studio. Darlene?
Yes.
Okay. Problems?
Excuse me?
What's going on, ma'am?
The man that was frustrated with the
With the blonde putting on makeup in front of him, yeah.
For all those blondes out there, we...
Yeah.
What can I say?
Obviously, you're a true blonde, darling.
Amen. Amen. What can I say?
Darlene, we love you. Thank you for listening, sweetheart. It's 8:15. You got 15 minutes to get to your job by 8:30.
Still got a couple of problems on the...
Yeah, Young Country Kick 95.7. How can I help you?
Is this Little Joe?
Yes, it is.
I
have a problem with the guy you just had on the radio talking about women driving and putting makeup on.
Oh, what? Oh, you don't mind if a woman's in front of you applying makeup when you're kind of in a hurry and she's not paying attention to traffic? That doesn't bug you?
Actually, I drive a standard and I have a truck and I can talk on the phone. I can shift gears. And I can put my lipstick on. I can do 80 while I'm at it.
Well, now, if you're talking on the phone, plus what else? You're driving and you're putting lipstick on?
Uh-huh.
So is the trick that you got to put the stick of lipstick right in your between your bosoms there? And I mean,
No, it's just you have to drive with your knee.
With your knee. Okay, so we have a woman driving with her knee, applying lipstick, and talking on the phone. Anything else?
No, that's
cooking
it.
Cooking a pizza in the microwave or something?
No, not right now, but I just... Some women, yeah, they putt-putt, but then some of them don't. Some of them know how to drive.
It's a skill.
Your step is lighter. Your...
Diet Coke. Live your life.
Hey, Joe. Yesterday, we headed over to Memorial Park, hitting golf balls there at Memorial Park Driving Range, and I noticed a bunch of people out sunning themselves yesterday in the park because it was such a beautiful day. And soon, the Tubster will be able to go out and sun himself without having to, you know, like put up a curtain or a wall around me, you know, to keep people from being totally disgusted because I am shedding the pounds on Metabolife.
I know.
Soon, I will not be blocking out the sun for an entire city block. Hey, if you want to shed some pounds and get ready for that summer bikini wear or those little Speedos, can you see me in a pair of little Speedos, Jeff?
I am trying my hardest not to.
That would be a frightful situation right now. But soon, give me another couple of months and I'll be down to wear...
Well, in 2 months, I'd be happy to see you in a Speedo, Tubby. Thanks.
Oh, gee, Joe, thanks for the support. It's all because I take a couple of Metabolife tablets every morning. Tim, one of the sales guys, was just in here hitting me up for it. Hey, chances are you know somebody out there that's on Metabolife, and it's working for them. I run into people all over the city, and they tell me the same thing. It's so easy. I don't have to diet. I eat what I want, when I want, and I'm never hungry. That's the whole key to Metabolife. It helps you control your appetite so that you're not hungry. If you want to start losing weight today, head by one of the major malls, get you some Metabolife. Hey, they're so sure of it, they're going to give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's clinically proven safe and effective. Metabolife, get you some today.
Hi, we're the Kinleys.
Young Country Kick 95.7. This is for real. It's Elisa Dentro. I'm little Joe. Tubby's hanging out with me. I appreciate that, Tub.
Why, thank you, Joe.
Hey, no problem. Young Country, how can I help you?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a comment about that guy talking about the women putting on makeup.
Sure.
You know, he's sitting there and watching them. He's slowing the traffic down just as much as they are.
Well, yeah, he could, I guess, just move right around her.
Yeah, tell him just keep going and he ain't going to slow the traffic down himself.
All right, well, I didn't think of that, and he was a friend, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
You actually have friends?
No, actually, that's a lie. Yo, Country, how can I help you?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, heard y'all talking about those girls a while ago?
Yeah.
Suppose I drop in the studio and show you my sunburned breast. What will you give me?
Yeah. Did I just hear sunburned chest?
I said breast.
I could give.
So you had your chicken out in the sun yesterday, and it got sunburnt.
Yeah. She was defrosting the.
Yeah. You were thawing out your chicken breast, and you had them out in the sun, and they got sunburnt.
Yeah, well, I just want to know if you could.
You know, before you cook and eat that, I might need to inspect it.
Yes, Joe is a USDA inspector. He did that when he was in high school.
Prime cuts.
Prime cuts.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, they're better than prime.
Oh, honey. I don't know how to work anymore. How do I get through the day now? Just great. Hey, a family four-pack of Arrows tickets right now to the 12th caller. The 12th caller at 713-390-5957. That's 390-5957. 827. That gives you only 3 minutes to get to your job by 8:30.
How do you get through work? How am I going to get through the rest of traffic on the Southwest Freeway inbound before
Seven.
All right, this is the exciting part of the day when I get to give away stuff live in five on the show.
Okay, pick one of them up.
All right, I'll go with, which one do you want, a 7, 8, or 9?
I mean, seven.
It's caller 12, but I'm talking live. Okay, here we go. Young Country Kick, 95.7.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, you got to turn down your radio just a tad.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name?
Tony.
And what are you calling to win?
The four-pack Arrows ticket.
All right, you got it, man.
Oh, no way.
Tony, are you Irish?
My fiance's been wanting to do an Arrows game all year.
No. Are you Irish?
Am I Irish?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to be protecting the pot of gold, me lad.
As a leprechaun.
Yeah, I'll be dressed up in the green. That'll be me, Little Joe on the ice, and hopefully you might get a shot at smacking a puck and winning the pot of gold, me, protecting me, lad. I'm trying the accent. It isn't working, is it?
Hey, no. It sounds good to me.
All right, what's your name again?
Tony.
All right, Tony, good job.
Thank you,
Call
sir.
Auto insurance discounter.
Everybody be quiet. You can hear things in the background.
Yeah. It's the traffic guy.
Yeah, that's our traffic guy. He has no idea his microphone's on. Let's see what he says in the background here.
Oh, come on, y'all.
All right, enough of that. Ty Hernan on the way in the next half hour, along with Tim McGraw, you know. And I'm going to try to actually flip-flop and sneak in his new one called Remember Me from Tim McGraw. Hopefully coming up on the Lisa Dent Show with me, Lil Joe, and Tommy.
Hanging out in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Gary Allen on the first...
Hey, it's the Lisa Dent Show. Thanks for joining us today. Hope a lot of you have your days off or time off from school and are enjoying the weather. I think it's going to be changing. I apologize, John. I have not listened to a single weathercast. However,
he's not paying any attention to you.
That's a good point. Young country, how can I help you? Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Yes, Bernard in?
No, this is...
Yeah, this is Bernard. What can I do for you?
My name is Floyd Manus with Texas Tubular's Expansion Service.
Yeah, Floyd. What can I do
was
for
wondering
you?
If maybe I couldn't make an appointment to come by and bring you some cards and sit down and talk to you.
Sure, come on by any old time.
Any old time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what about this afternoon?
Wait a second. Is this Floyd?
Yes, sir.
Floyd, I've been instructed that we're not supposed to take anything from you anymore.
Oh, is that right? Hello?
Yeah, it had something to do with... Did you drop off that funny-looking package that scared everyone, that bomb package?
That bomb package?
Was that you, Floyd?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This sounds kind of fishy to me.
What is going on here?
Floyd, I don't know who you were trying to call, but you've reached Young Country 95.7 radio station.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, Floyd.
I should have known that. Nobody else would do that but y'all.
Floyd, you have a good one.
All right.
Man, good old Floyd. Everybody needs a Floyd. Hey, by the way, it's 8:45. That gives you only 15 minutes. Rush, get to work.
It's looking pretty good on the freeways, too. It's kind of clearing out. Only two problems.
Thanks, man. No, actually, it was just a joke in all seriousness,
hey,
you know.
Joe,
yeah?
I think he might have been referring to the show and your bombing on the ship.
Oh, well, just because of that cute... Let me reach over here, Tubby, because that was cute. Thanks a lot, pal.
You've heard it on the...
Lisa Dent Show, Young Country Kick 95.7. I'm Lil Joe hanging out because she isn't. She's not feeling so hot, but I've got an idea. I bet she's lounging in her pool, you know, out there in the duck. She's got those little duck pool filled up with a bunch of warm water, you know, splash around. She's got a house husband, so he's hanging out, bringing her little foo-foo drink. Disgusting.
Calling Lenny, your golf partner, a house husband.
You know what? Speaking of house husbands, maybe he's doing the lawn job over there right now. And that's what we have to give away, a big old Ortho's Picture Perfect Lawn and Garden Prize Package.
Now, Joe.
What?
You don't have a yard. You're an apartment dweller, right?
Yeah, however, there are strange weeds that grow between the brick.
Well, it's funny you would mention strange, because what I'd like to know is, what do you find strains in your yard after a winter of dormancy? You haven't been out there working in it? Because I found something. I did yard work over the weekend. I found something.
You found something strange that it would be classified as such?
It's a dead possum. Skeleton of it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know what you should do, and I'm not even joking, is save that and put it out on one of these big old, a sheet of white cardboard, a poster board is what it would be called, and then label all the bones, you know, give it to your son, take it to a science he will get an A, I guarantee, if he names all the bones, you know, this is the, you know, the spine, here's the pelvis, what?
Dog crushed a few of them.
All righty. Thank you very much. If you got some strange things in your lawn, feel free to share them with us at 713-961-5957. And we'll be giving away an Ortho's Picture-Perfect Lawn and Garden Prize Package, making it easy to have that picture-perfect yard, a bottle of Weed Be Gone, and a year supply of Roundup.
Hey, if you're going to win Yard of the Month, you got to have Weed Be Gone.
You got it. That'll be happening shortly here.
kick.
95.7. Thanks for joining us today, by the way. A beautiful day for your kids to be off for spring break. Maybe not so pretty for you. I know that makes y'all a lot busier, your parents out there. Tubby, thanks for joining me in the studio. Lisa will be back. Actually, I can't tell you she'll be back tomorrow because I don't know for sure. She just isn't feeling so hot. Has a big old chest cold going on right now. Brooks and Dunn on the way, baby. Along with Michael Peterson.
Something about a Sunday.
Lisa Dent Show, thanks for joining us, and
Hi, this is Joe Diffie on the first young country station in Houston, KIKK Pasadena, KIKK FM Houston.
Kick. Yeah, that's right, that's George Strait. We'll be giving away George Strait tickets soon enough, but not yet. Have not the tickets in my hand, so I can't be making any promises. Tubby, we're trying to give away this ortho. We have the contestants lined up here, and we need to
funkiest
learn about
thing you.
Yeah.
Found in your yard.
What's the funky stuff you find in your yard?
Hi, I was calling to try to win the garden package.
Yeah, what's funky in your lawn?
Well, this weekend we were planting grass in our yard, and we plowed it up to plant it.
Uh-huh.
And we found all these Coke bottles and antique perfume bottles and weird, all kinds of stuff. The further down we dig, the more we found.
Wow. Are you still digging?
Well, no, we kind of quit digging, but we found a lot of glass back there. Somebody must have, you know, before we bought the property, dumped out a bunch of bottles and glass or whatever.
Or maybe your house is built on a landfill?
I don't know. No, there wasn't garbage. It was just a lot of glass.
Well, glass is garbage, you know.
Hey, man, I was backing you up the whole way, Tub.
Thanks, Joe.
You have funky stuff in your yard, ma'am.
You want to hear about funky yards?
Yeah.
Let's just say finally the county cleaned out the ditches, and when it rains, I no longer have a lake in my yard. And I have a 4-year-old son that's not allowed to go outside because of the plants that are out there.
What kind of plants are out there?
Yeah.
Well, we got the funky little scratchy like
thistles,
yellow flowers.
Or nestles. The nestles? Nettles.
I don't know what they're called.
Nettles.
But they're funky and they hurt whenever you hit them.
Yeah.
And then all the stickers, like he carries a blanket to and from daycare or whatever.
Oh.
And if it drags the ground, it's always like full of stickers. It is so bad. My poor child. He doesn't even have any place to play. We have to go down the road to the playground.
Oh. You know, she's working me on the child angle, Tubby.
Yeah. That's
I need help.
I didn't even know what to do now.
Well, put her on hold.
Hang on, man.
We
got to check out some more stuff.
But this is pulling on Joe's heartstrings.
It is.
Do you have a husband that does your yard work?
Yes, sir. He gets in mows, but he works like from 6 o'clock in the morning and doesn't get home till like 11 at night, and that's like 7 days a week.
So. I bet he knows how to spread Weed Be Gone over a lawn.
He might if he was ever home. If he wasn't at work.
Okay. Hang on. This ortho picture perfect lawn prize pack will be given away shortly after the judges try to
mark their balance,
yeah,
score
exactly.
Their cards.
Some more George. It's little Joe with the Lisa Dent Show. She's home getting better. Just a little cold. She'll be fine. Tubby's joining me in the studio just to let you know.
That's right. I'm here.
You know, I don't even think I need to mention that.
No, you do.
They don't care.
They don't know who I am.
All
nobody
right.
cares. Nobody knows.
Now, I hope you got a whip to crack your husband's back to spread that Weed Be Gone, because the Holyfield Lennox Lewis judges have made their decision. And miraculously, it's not a draw. It's all you, girl.
I'll do it. I'm not going to make him do it.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'll do it.
Well, don't you have plenty of things to do? You're taking care of your child, going to daycare. I assume if you're taking your child to daycare, that means you have a job.
That's okay, because I don't work near as much as he does, so.
Is that true?
There's no way I'd ask him to do that. That's terrible.
Oh, wow.
He gets home 11 o'clock at night? No way.
You are a wonderful woman. There's always
the
week.
I'm a farm girl. I know how to do this stuff.
Right on,
all
girl.
Right.
Good.
Slop the hogs, milk the cow, and spread the Weed Be Gone.
And breastfeeding the baby on the way.
Hooray! Yes! Yes! What's your name?
Shyla.
Shyla, congrats.
Thanks so much.
Can't fight out the cold. No, take it back. A talented female. At least you hope that was a female. That's Faith Hill, actually.
Yes, that is a talented female.
She's good looking. She really is. She's just got that generally. No, come on in. Come on in, man. Come
Tim's
on in the studio.
Dude, you know?
What's going on, CJ?
Hey.
Nah, just you. Oh, wait a second. So who's on hold? What song are you looking for? What do we need to know?
It goes, so all I'm asking is, where are you now? You know that song?
Yeah, I do.
Where Are You Now is the name of it.
Yeah.
Who sings that song?
You hang tight, Tubby. Keep talking to him.
Okay, sing a little more of it for me. Maybe I'll get
right
a chance.
Back. No, I'm not. Y'all don't record me, all right? Don't put me on the radio, please.
No.
Please.
I need to hear more of it.
Well, it's just it goes.
You know, I'm kind of new to this country music thing.
No, you're
so.
Not. No, you're not.
What's the song again?
See, now Joe can't even remember. Where Are You Now? Yeah. Sing it.
So all I'm asking is, where are you now?
Are you sure it isn't? And all I'm asking is, let me be there. Let me be there in the morning.
Where are you now? Where are you now?
Oh, my God. Don't quit your day job, man. Don't quit your day job.
Oh, dear. The radio's exploded.
The blues, folks, on Young Country Kick 95.7. I'm Lil Joe. Hanging out with me is Tubby, usually answering the phone, but I upgraded you.
Oh.
This is the first class seats you're in right here, and that's why you get the real silverware.
Yeah,
and any kind of drink you want.
I'm in Little Joe's chair, actually, this morning. I feel kind of privileged and special.
How can we help you?
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I just want to tell you that I'm listening to y'all from San Antonio.
You're kidding me?
No, sir. I'm not kidding you.
I think I might be in trouble.
Is it on the AM station?
It's on FM, okay. 95.7.
Yeah, I turbo boosted the AM or FM this morning.
Oh, great, Tubby.
Yeah,
FCC is going to be jumping down our necks. Turn it quick!
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I
appreciate
really
you. Like y'all's radio station. We have a couple here in town that are nothing compared to y'all.
Oh, so you're not a localite. You're not a Houstonian that drove to San Antonio.
I live here.
Oh, man.
I live here.
And you like what you hear.
Yes, sir, I sure do. I wish we'd have something like y'all here.
Hey, that's a great compliment. Thank you very much. You made my day.
Well, I appreciate y'all turning up your signal there and getting out a little bit.
Yeah, you got it, man. Hey, hang on the line. Let me get some. We'll send you a T-shirt or something.
Okay.
Hang on, man. And let's all remember that was Tubby who turbo boosted the signal.
And it was just a joke. We're still only 100,000 watts, right. Plus or minus.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Jay.
It was hitting all the way out there in Orange, man. It's great to pick y'all up out there.
I'm serious, man. I didn't do it honest.
Yeah, he did a little boost. We're trying to trim it down. We have the engineers in the studio. You got that, George? Yeah, he's working on it right now.
Oh, I was going to tell you a while ago that a guy made a comment on the bomb squad's on its way. Now, you realize the bomb squad never gets there on time, don't you?
That's right, man. Thanks for telling me.
All right, man.
See
y'all have a good day.
We're going to try to have a good day after you've just put fear into our hearts.
Hey, from San Antonio to Orange.
You got it.
We be bad in Texas wide.
You got that right. How can we help you? Young Country Kick 95.7.
Yo, Joe, what's happening, buddy?
Nothing, bro.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just hanging out in place of the old LD. She's home trying to get better.
Hey, that sounds cool, man. This is Skinner.
Skinner.
Hey, I need some tickets, man.
To what?
I don't know anything.
Man, we don't have any tickets. And I just gave away our Ortho Perfect, Picture Perfect Lawn prize pack.
Did you?
So you missed out on the Weed Be Gone, bro.
Darn.
My apologies.
All right.
Hey, give us a try tomorrow for all tickets right. To whatever.
Have a good one, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We just want to thank you for hanging out with Little Joe and Tubby all morning long.
On the Lisa Dent Show, she's going to be back and better than ever, probably tomorrow. Don't know for sure. Just a chest cold. She's getting over the same junk y'all got. Celeste Matthews on vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, wearing the blue trunks. Oh, that was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
And it came from the man that's doing it next. Right here. Yeah. Young Country Kick 95.7, Jay Kelly. Stick with us.
Young Country.
What'd you say?
Kick.
What'd you just say?
95.7.
greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.